Greetings. Ghana beat South Korea 3-2 in Qatar 2022 World Cup game to bounce back. Both teams are looking for their first win, with Ghana losing 3-2 to Portugal on Thursday and South Korea drawing 0-0 against Uruguay. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. But it was the African Black Stars today won 3-2 their World Cup game against South Korea's national football team at the Education City Stadium in Al Rayyan, Qatar. The game was part of matchday 9 of the ongoing tournament's group stage, an opportunity for the 32 participating teams to advance to the round of 16. It was the Ghanaians who finally took advantage of their second set piece to open the scoring against the run of play. Salisu took the opportunity of the free kick from Jordan Ayew to give the Ghanaians the lead after a poor clearance by Napoli defender Kim Min-jae, 24th. The goal was then ruled in as a result of a suspected handball by Andre Ayew, but the referee did not rule it out. Ayew's younger brother Jordan made full use of his coach's confidence, setting up a second free kick for the talented Ajax Amsterdam midfielder Kudus to head home, 34. Even though South Korea outpossessed the Ghanaian team by 60% to 40% of the game, the Asian team struggled to get through Ghana's strong defense. The African team's performance was fueled by Ghana's strong will to recover from its loss against the European country and increase its chances of making it to the knockout stage. But Teguc Warriors were determined to emerge back even stronger during the second half of the match, stunning their African rival with two consecutive goals. Korea's Cho Gyu-sung scored the first goal in the 58th minute and the equalizer in the 61st minute, completing the squad's comeback into the game. Ghana beat South Korea 3-2 in a thrilling match to revive their hopes of reaching the last 16 of the 2022 World Cup at Doha's Education City Stadium on Monday. Thank you for tuning in Sea Life London. Piers Potter. Don't forget to share and subscribe.